You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Ah, the sounds of back-to-school time. There's plenty to about this time of year, so let Cane's take something off your plate by putting something on it, like hand-battered chicken fingers and cane sauce.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Wednesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Hour 3 sponsored by our friends at NEBCO.
The Co.
Now hiring at Ready Mix Concrete. Apply today at NEBCOinc.com. We're now joined by Husker Line Sean Callahan. Sean, good morning. Nebraska beats Cincinnati 20-17 last Thursday. The discussion since then has been a lot focused on the lack of a backup running back being used. Is this an overplayed topic in your mind, Sean, after the victory?
Yeah.
It is to an extent because Emmitt Johnson had a great game. It's not like Emmitt Johnson was out there struggling by any means, and he was the hot hand. They rode the hot hand. It also wasn't a very comfortable game. I mean, there was a lot of stress, I think, with the style of the game that was. The lack of big plays, as Dana Holgorsen pointed out yesterday, they only forced 6 guys to miss tackles on 60-some opportunities to make tackles in the game. So I do think just the way that game kind of turned into this sword fight back and forth where there just wasn't a lot of big plays on either side of the ball just led to the nature where they stuck with Emmitt and he was consistently getting them what they wanted. But unfortunately, the big play wasn't there for the offense for most of the night.
Sean Callahan joins us. I always think of Sean as sort of like the pseudo-athletic director because he always thinks you think big picture very well. Do you believe, I mean, it sounds like, from what Troy Dannon has said publicly, we're going to see another game in Arrowhead. What's your vision for this, Sean? How do you think this is all going to transpire? Who would they play? When do you think this would happen?
Well, the first thing that has to happen is that they already have to have 7 home games. They can't ever lose a home game. That's non-negotiable.
Yep.
So we're in 2025. So it would have to be an odd number year based on how things set up with the way your Big Ten draw is. So could it be 2029, 31, maybe 27? You just don't know. 27, they already have 8 home games. So that could be a year, or maybe they give up one of those home. There's a lot of things you can think through there, but yeah, Cincinnati guys made over $6 million from Arrowhead on this game, and Nebraska made $1.5 million. So pretty good payouts. I mean, usually a road game, you lose money or break even at best. So for Nebraska to even make $1.5 million was a great deal. Cincinnati made more money than they would make on 3 or 4 home games off just one game in Arrowhead Stadium. So everybody won, city of Kansas City.
Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. Let's be real. It's really hard to get flavor when you're trying to eat healthy, right? Good news for you. Washington Red Raspberries are a clean, simple, and seriously delicious way to add more nutrition to your day with flavor as well. They're American-grown, picked at peak ripeness and frozen within hours to lock in nutrients like fiber, antioxidants, and vitamin C. Plus, no added sugar. They're just fruit as nature intended. 80 calories per cup, great source of fiber, and one of the highest fiber berries in general. These are also at Costco, Kroger, Winco. Once again, they're naturally low in sugar, high in fiber, and support gut health, blood sugar balance, and overall wellness. Whether you're trying to clean up your snacks or build better meals, these berries are a total win. Do you want to discover new ways to use American frozen raspberries and get more details on where you can grab a bag of these delicious berries? Go to redraz.org. That's redrazz.org. You'll find recipes, health tips, retail locations, and everything you need to make frozen Washington red raspberries a regular part of your routine today. And remember, look for product of the U.S. on the bag.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Was ecstatic. I mean, I almost think they forgot what Nebraska fans were. I mean, for decades, Husker fans flooded that market because of trips to KU and Missouri and K-State and other Big 8 events and Big 12 events. And it's the first time Nebraska's been down there for anything, you know, since 2010, the last year they were members of the Big 12 Conference.
Sean Callahan joins us. Now, Sean, there's a pretty good discussion in the wake of that game, the way people viewed the game. There's differences in the way people viewed the game. Some would say it was a good win. Some would say it was an okay win. Some would say they come away sort of really concerned. How do you come away from that game? Do you consider that a good win?
Yeah, it was a solid win. It was a hard-fought win. It was a game that Nebraska had been losing in previous years, especially when you measure openers against Minnesota, Illinois, Northwestern.
Yeah.
You know, those types of games, this is a very similar game. And Nebraska found a way to win this one. So I thought that was a positive in that sense. But, yeah, the time of possession is a little misleading, mainly because Nebraska didn't have any big plays. So everything they got, they had to work for. 18 third down plays. Give Cincinnati credit. They tackled very well.
Uh-huh.
They ran a deep shell with their defense that took away the deep ball, where there was no deep ball opportunities that would have been high percentage because the defenders were about 20 yards deep for most of the game. So Dylan Raiola essentially was just playing a game of darts. He was just trying to hit the cricket board and move it around, you know, little 6 to 8 yard throws. And that was a big majority. If you look at, I think he had 19 throws to the short middle of the field in the game. He completed, I thought this was encouraging, he finished the game with 11 straight completions, which was a good number. I mean, that doesn't happen very often with Nebraska quarterbacks in history to go 11 in a row to close out a football game.
In terms of the newcomers, Sean, again, no big plays, but you saw touchdowns from Isaiah Hunter and Dane Key. What was your initial thoughts on their first games as Huskers, respectively?
I think it's an upgrade from what they had a year ago. There's no question. You know, the fourth down call took a lot of guts. And, you know, you heard yesterday them say, like, they couldn't run that fade route that Isaiah caught for the touchdown because they didn't have receivers that could beat man-to-man.
Uh-huh.
So that was a big takeaway, that they now have two guys that are very capable man-to-man beaters, where a year ago that just wasn't in the repertoire of the guys they had. They were good zone receivers, big bodies, but they weren't getting open in tight man coverage. So I do think that is a positive when you look at kind of those two guys and what they bring. And you'd like to see more rhythm established and more big plays now across the board where somebody makes a guy miss and gets a big touchdown.
Sean, Luke Lindenmeyer.
When it comes to home insurance, GEICO works for you. And since I'm the GEICO Gecko, I'm here working for you too.
Hey, Gecko, can you record my voicemail greeting?
No problemo. You've reached the amazing Rita. She's probably busy right now teaching music theory to neighborhood birds or telling a total stranger how they can bundle home and car insurance with GEICO to get the discounts they deserve. But rest assured, she'll get back to you once she's done brightening her little corner of the world. Did that sound all right?
Nailed it. No notes.
Let GEICO work for you. Get more with GEICO.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.